This morning's forecast for the U.S. Midwest is largely unchanged from that of yesterday. It still looks like a very tranquil and favorable weather pattern for the majority of late-season crop maturation and harvest progress. There will not be much in the way of significant precipitation across the region, but with that said, there will still be some scattered showers that will occur. There's going to be a frontal system that will work its way from northwest to southeast across the region as we move forward through this next 3 days, not including today. But Friday through Sunday for the most part, and the frontal boundary is not going to have a tremendous amount of moisture to work with, at least not initially. There will be a surface high pressure center over the majority of the Midwest today that will keep it mostly dry across the region. But as we go through the day tomorrow, a cool front will enter the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, and as we go through the day on Saturday and into Sunday, that frontal boundary will sag to the southeast, passing through most of the Midwest and exiting the region sometime during the late morning, early afternoon on Sunday. And the majority of the region will see some risk of shower and thunderstorm activity, but not everybody is going to get it. We are going to see rain totals vary from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, maybe some localized totals getting upwards to maybe 7 tenths of an inch in a few spots, but it's not going to be very common. Much of the rain intensity will be determined by the fate of the remnants of Tropical Storm Odile, and it looks like most of Odile moisture is going to hang out in the southern plains and not get very far to the east. And if that's the case, most of the precipitation in the Midwest is almost guaranteed to be rather limited. And with that said, any interruption to farming activity that will occur during this weekend because of that frontal system will likely be quite brief and will likely be followed by some more favorable weather as we move into the early part of next week. In fact, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will already be dry again late Saturday, and Sunday will be dry except in the easternmost portions of the Midwest. We'll look for several days of relatively dry weather occurring after that. There may be a few showers in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, but nothing that's going to be very significant. Now, as we move into the last days of this month, we'll likely see a couple of frontal systems impacting the plains in the western Corn Belt, increasing rainfall across some of those areas, and temperatures may turn cooler as we get closer to the 1st of October. But nothing dramatic is going to occur across the Midwest for a while here, and it looks as though the temperature bias is going to be very fine for drying across the region, so whatever showers occur from this weekend's frontal system, the moisture will be lost to evaporation relatively quickly thereafter. The highs in the Midwest today will be mostly in the 70s. There will be some 60s across the Great Lakes region. Even a part of Michigan and Wisconsin may be limited to the 50s for a little while. In contrast, it will be in the 80s across a big part of the plains and also across the Delta and Southeast. So all that warmth will work its way back into our direction as we move forward into the week. Weekend, I guess, a Friday afternoon, we'll likely see 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the Midwest, and we'll expect to see high temperatures on Saturday, also 70s and 80s. We'll look for some cooler weather occurring as we move from Sunday into Monday as a little shot of cooler air passes through the region. Temperatures will come back down to the 60s and 70s during the early part of next week. Lowest temperatures at night are expected to run mostly in the 40s and 50s across the Midwest over the next couple of nights, but we'll see some 60s coming into the region ahead of this frontal system that comes through the Midwest here tomorrow into Saturday. Those 60s will disappear rather quickly, and we'll be back into the 40s and 50s for lows in late weekend or early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.